Image is to word as brick is to murder. Brick, finally, this morning, without thought, you jot down the word on a used envelope. Quick scribble over the place where the paper was torn. The fold flared into pointed teeth, harmless as the offer inside to consolidate debt. Harmless as you, deciding the word itself is nothing without the image beneath it. To push past impulse without question is to invite brick to become murder weapon, as it did, as it does, every time you sit down to write. Now it's happened, now you're thinking, now to attempt an unreadable scrawl, deliberate, like learning to fall on purpose. Murder weapon, closer to Wordsworth's one human heart of the image, attached to the action of what happened. Soon enough you move on to mother, what the murder weapon erased from your father 10 years before you were born. Now ripped, how he was taken from dreams designed by rifts and dreams, by domestic abuse, by poverty, by alcoholism, by family. Like anything rigid against the absence of Wordsworth's rainbow, what is possibly there, waiting for him to return home? Childhood a nightmare of falling, adulthood a long wake for what fell. You return to your first impulse, jot it down again, brick. You wish your father's name was printed beneath it. You wait for some sign of him to arrive, and tomorrow's mail, the next, the evening news, the sky on a cross-country drive going home. Now, you slip into the driver's seat, pocket the envelope, your young daughter strapped snug in her cow print booster, matches stacks of words with pretty pictures.